Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Sam, where are you guys located?
I am in San Diego, California.
All right. Who is Kevin Bice? Did you ever hear of this guy?
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of our associates.
I need to speak to his boss.
Okay. Are you working with Kevin on a deal?
I don't want to work with Kevin. I want to work with somebody else. He's handling a client of mine, and we've been here 40 years. I've never dealt with someone like this. I do business with a lot of leasing companies, and he's just very evasive about information, and I don't trust this guy.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to deal with him. I'm not going to start a $50,000 project by being abused by this guy.
Sure, okay.
He's very verbally abusive. I want to talk to his boss.
Okay. All right, let me see. I'm going to try to pull up some information here, see if I can get something to work with. All right, do you know the name of the business that he's working with?
No, I'd rather not give you that information. And that's my client.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean,
is this, are you guys legit? I mean, I found some things online about the Bank of Cardiff not really representing themselves as an FDIC-insured lender, and they're not.
No, I mean, we are legit. We're not FDIC-insured because we're not a depository bank. So FDIC is only for depository banks. So I'm familiar with what you saw online. That's just somebody who was kind of misinformed and kind of decided to take it out. But yeah, we're absolutely legit. We've been around for 14 years. We do equipment financing and leasing. We do working capital loans too. As far as speaking with his boss, he doesn't have a specific direct supervisor. He is kind of one of our satellite agents. He's not in the office.
Things aren't adding up. I mean, he wants me to supply an invoice, and the bill to is not your bill to online. So I just responded, listen, you know, we've never done business with you. Do me a favor. If you'd be kind enough to reply with your email address with contact information so I can put you in our system with your W-9. And he got fucking loud with me.
Oh, okay.
So at this point, I emailed the client that I'm recommending that they go somewhere else.
And okay.
Whenever someone does not want to email me a request in writing for an invoice, what the hell is that?
Yeah, no, I don't quite follow that reasoning either.
I mean, I want to put you in our system, and the guy's giving me a hard time. This is the first time, and granted, let me tell you, it's the first time I spoke to this guy. He took a week, the client pulled the trigger on the deal last week, and this is the first time he's called me, and then he's rushing me. So based on that alone, I don't want to do business with this guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
follow you.
You're just the first guy to pick up the phone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're saying. No. Okay. Let me try to kind of understand this. Are you an equipment dealer? You have somebody that's trying to purchase a piece from you, and Kevin is handling that deal?
Yeah, we're the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the manufacturer. It's a medical company. It's a big job, and I can't start production on $60,000 worth of equipment. Not really feeling too comfortable.
Okay, I'll tell you. Yeah, no, I can understand where you're coming from. That's not a good spot. I think, probably the best that I can do right now for you is at least try to find the specific file that you're working with and see if maybe we can get it transferred over. Personal relationship goes a long way in this kind of business. So just like you said, if you can't trust somebody, something like that, it's a problem. So I'll tell you what's the best number to reach you at?
866-923-7873.
7873. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Joe Menino.
Joe Menino. Okay, I'll tell you what, Joe, if you can give me maybe a couple minutes here to try to find out exactly what's going on, what we're working with, I can try to gather some information, see if we're able to, you know, get something transferred over to somebody else, and I can give you a call right back myself and try to work this out to make sure, you know, everything gets processed the right way.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that refuses to, he just, I didn't, you know, I didn't want a letter. I just, you know, send me an email with a request.
Well, did he just, was it just over the phone or a verbal request and you asked him to send an email? Yeah.
Oh, that's... Now, well, and the secretary hands him this note, oh, this guy needs his invoice right now, right now. And, of course, he called 3 times, emailed me 3 times, but never will respond with his contact information. That's not good.
No,
who does business without, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, it's not, I got a bad feeling.
Yeah.
So until I hear back from you, I just already emailed the client that we're going to turn the job down if we got to do business with this guy.
I'll tell you what, do you have an email address? I can send you an email right now from me. It'll have our information on there.
Sure. It's J, as in Joe.
Okay.
M like man, A like apple, N like Nancy, N like Nancy, I like India, N like Nancy, O like ostrich, J Menino at Tempure, TEMPURE, scientific, scientific.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and just shoot you an email from myself just so you have all of my contact information in on there. But like I said, I'm going to go and try to find out exactly what's going on with that file, and I'll give you a call back, give you a little feedback, see what we can do.
Very good.
All right. Sorry about that, Joe. My name is Sam.
Oh. Sam, what's your last name?
Woldarski. I'll spell it for you. It's WLODARSKI.
All right. Give me a call back when you can.
Okay, I will do that. Thanks a lot, Joe.